Let's go to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 6. Verse number 1 through 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. The Bible says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." Let us pray tonight. Lord, thank you for this service. As we come to the part where we'll open the Word of God, help me, Lord, to preach your word and what you've laid on our heart. Pray, God, that your will be done in this service, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The word burdens is used twice here. Bear ye one another's burdens. And for every man shall bear his own burden. So I want to preach tonight about the burden, about burdens that we bear. Amen. A burden. This word here, it simply means something that is a weight, a heavy weight. Matter of fact, the same word is used in the Greek that said, light affliction which worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight. And it's translated in the King James to weight. That word is translated to weight there in that scripture, and in this one it's translated to burden. Sometimes the word burden, for sure in the New Testament, also in the Old Testament, it comes from a word that is just like carry, like you're carrying a load or something. And meaning you're carrying something. But this word that is used here actually means heavy, a weight. Bear you one another's weights. Bear you one another's heaviness. Every man shall bear his own weight. Amen. Not what y'all are thinking while you're looking at me, but something like that's on us. Amen. Something that is come down upon us. It's my responsibility. Amen. So there's two scriptures here that I want to preach tonight for us, preach to us for a little while tonight. I want to preach two ways. First off, I'm going to preach on burdens. And if the Lord will help me, I want to talk to us tonight about how it is our responsibility to carry our burden. It's my responsibility to carry my burden. And then also God has given us a very important calling as children of God to help one another. Amen. To help each other bear the weight. Amen. The weight doesn't change, but if I can get over and kind of shoulder just a little bit of it, amen, it sure makes a lot of difference. Amen. Have you ever carried something with someone and it had a light end and a heavy end? And it seemed like I always got stuck on the heavy end. But maybe not. But going up some stairs, you know, and the person at the top's just guiding, you know, and pulling. The person at the bottom's pushing all the weight, maybe carrying some furniture up or something like that. God wants to make us children of God that help one another. And I know I'm going to, preach in two serious ways here tonight. And I want the Lord to help us and bring us closer to Him through this message tonight. The Lord would speak to our hearts And when we say bear you one another's burdens, we jump up, amen, you know, but is that because we want somebody to help us, or really taking the scripture in true context that we're to help somebody? And also, we're going to talk here about basically along the lines that we got to make it to heaven if nobody else goes. If nobody else makes it, we got to make it. If nobody else lives for God, we got to live for God. If everybody else bows at Nebuchadnezzar's idol, we can't bow. Hallelujah. If there's just three standing, amen. If we're the only one, Daniel, thrown in the lion's den, if we're the only one, we've still got to. There was an old preacher that wrote a song, said, I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it when we make it to glory. If they don't go, I'm going anyways. I've often wondered, even in pastor, and I've looked at times at the congregation and seen, amen, maybe a husband on one side of the church, amen, serving God, seeming like, amen, that his wife didn't want to serve the Lord. You, at the same service, look across the aisle and you see a wife, amen, serving the Lord. It seemed like her husband didn't want to serve the Lord. And I thought, Lord, you're God. How come? But God has given us a personal responsibility. That if my wife doesn't serve the Lord, I have to serve the Lord. If my husband, well, that doesn't sound right, but I'm talking for y'all. If your husband don't serve the Lord, you got to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Every man shall bear his own burden. You know there's a cross for every one of us. Jesus bore his cross. Amen. He fell under the weight of that cross. He had lost so much blood, no doubt. Amen. And weak from being beaten. Amen. The strain that the Lord had faced right before he died that night. Amen. Of the crucifixion as he carried his cross. Amen. The Romans had a law that, amen, that one that they're crucifying, they made them pick up that cross and carry it to where they was going to die. And Jesus came on the scene and looked at those Jewish people, amen, and that knew very well of the horror that the Romans killed their criminals. It was a very torturous death. And Jewish law, amen, would not have allowed them to torture and beat a human being. Matter of fact, in the law in the Old Testament, they was only allowed to give them 39 stripes. When they was beat for something, they could only beat them 39 times. And that was the Jewish law. You couldn't just torture somebody to death. They was allowed to kill, capital punishment, you know, whatever. How? I mean, I'm getting way out there tonight, but the Romans didn't have no type of sympathy for human life. And when Jesus was beaten, he was beaten until he was nearly dead, and they'd bring him back to life and beat him some more. And he fell beneath the load, his burden. Amen. Carrying his load. There have been times in my life that I have fallen beneath the load. I've fallen beneath my burden that I'm bearing. Every one of us, you will have a burden to bear. Now I'm going to tell you, amen, we've got to make up our mind that we're going to bear our burden if nobody helps me or not. We're going to fulfill our calling if nobody helps us or not. The Bible says right here, every man shall bear his own burden. God will not put no more on us than we can bear. We think he does sometimes. We think, Lord, I can't take it. Lord, this is too much. This is too hard. This is too strong. This is greater than anybody should ever have to go through. And I've seen saints of God suffer in ways that I thought, my Lord, how in the world could you allow such a trial? How in the world could you allow such a test?
How in the world, God, could you allow that? But God is not unrighteous. No matter what we face, no matter what we go through tomorrow, God is not unrighteous. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for how He's helped us and shielded us. Amen. From many trials and many tests. And in my life, many times I could look and I could honestly say, well, it could be worse. And I know that probably everybody, no matter the trial they get into, could honestly look and say, it could be worse. But not that we want it to get any worse. But I thank the Lord, in a lot of trials that I've been through, I can honestly, truly say that the Lord, amen, had shielded me and protected me. But we never know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know what we'll face in the future. But we must have our mind made up and realize this is my burden. This is my weight. It is my responsibility. And I will carry it. I may fall down, but when I fall down, I'm going to fall on my knees. I may fall down, but I'm going to fall forward. Hallelujah. I'm going to get back up. This is my burden that the Lord has given me. It's my responsibility. Amen. God help us. If we're sick, we've got to pray and ask God to heal us. Amen. I know that, you know, there was a time where America saw great healings and great miracles take place. And maybe even some of y'all are old enough to remember that. And I can't explain that, why God seemingly sometimes takes His hand back. But God still is the God of miracles. I've seen God do miracles, amazing miracles and healings and great things. My faith is strong tonight. Amen. But there was times that you'd go in Pentecostal churches in this state and they'd have crutches just piled up in the corner, wheelchairs. They couldn't even have room for them. People would come in and just, you know, it was a common thing to see God raise them up and God heal them. And I know we can explain a lot of things and blame a lot of things or whatever, but there is some people that think, well, God's just not healing like He was. And say, well, preachers are just not, you know, preaching faith like they was. And I believe that. I know that. I know that's true. But it's our responsibility, amen, to seek God and get our answer for prayer. No matter what anybody else does. So, well, if the church would bind together with me, I believe God would hear my prayer. I do too. But what if the church doesn't bind together with you? You still gonna pray? Hallelujah. It's our responsibility. Amen. It's our responsibility to see God move in our life. God put a burden on me, and I wish everybody would just join up beside me and carry that load with me. I've been there before where people ran right along beside me and made my burden light and easy. But there have been other times when I felt so alone, felt like nobody, you know. And I know that the devil makes you feel that way. But in those times, brothers and sisters, we've got to have our mind made up. Nobody helps me pray, I'm going to pray anyways. Nobody pushes me or encourages me, I'm going to anyways. Amen. God help us to bear our own burden, our personal responsibility. Amen. To carry the load, that God has given us. Amen. This is God's will, and I'm going to go until God lightens the load. I think about the scripture where Jesus came there in John chapter 5, and there was a man sitting by the pool, and the angel would come down and stir that water every season. The Bible said in the season, the angel would come down and stir that water, and whoever got in first was healed of whatever disease he had. It didn't matter if it was cancer, heart disease, diabetes, amen, whatever disease he had, as soon as he stepped in that water, amen, if he was the first one, amen, that he was healed. And the Bible said that Jesus came down there, and there was a bunch of sick people there. And Jesus came down and knew that this man had been there a long time. And he said, wilt thou be made whole? The Bible said he had been there for 38 years. 38 years. How many times had he been disappointed? Amen. If it was every year, 38 disappointments. But he hadn't given up yet. 38 times, you listen to what he said. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the Bible says that he said, amen, while I am coming, I have no man to help me in the pool, but while I am coming, amen, another steppeth down before him. Hallelujah, steppeth down before me. Amen, but you listen to his words. He said, while I am coming. Hallelujah. I might have missed it many times, but I'm still going again. I'm still here and I'm still coming. Amen. If that angel stirs that water right now, sir. Amen. I'm going to get up and I'm going to try. Whether it's, amen, crawling, rolling, going on. However, amen, God help us to have, amen, such a desire to make it to heaven. That no matter how heavy our burden gets. And I'm telling you, saints of God, sometimes that burden can get so heavy. Such a weight. Such a load to carry. The devil make you think, well, nobody's helping you carry this load. Well, friend, if nobody helps me carry my load, I got to carry it because I got to make it. I have got to make it. Amen. Their song said, more than anything in this life, I've got to make it. More than fame, wealth, or desire. More than all this world's attire. More than anything, I've got to make it. Amen. Nobody's helping you. You might as well give up. Nobody cares. You might as well turn around. Amen. The Bible said every man bear his own burden. Amen. In Romans chapter 14, hallelujah, the Bible says in verse 11 and 12, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. We'll stand before God one day and we won't blame the preacher. We'll stand before God one day and we won't blame mama. We won't blame daddy. We won't blame the president. Because it's our responsibility. We won't blame no one else. It'll be our responsibility. Every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Amen. It is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me. Every tongue, praise God. Amen. Here was blind Bartimaeus sitting by the roadside. He was blind. Somebody go stop Jesus for me. They wasn't going to stop Jesus for me. You know, you'll figure out in this life, sometimes you got to get a grip and you got to get it from God yourself. Seems like everybody has their own burdens. And I've been there before where somebody, you know, shouldered the load and got under the load and prayed and fasted with me. Amen. Carried the load. Amen. But blind Bartimaeus, he began to cry out. They told him to be quiet. That's the day and hour we live in most of the time. Instead of getting help, we get hindrance. Hello? The Bible said when they told him to be quiet, he cried out the more a great deal. He got louder. When your family tries to stop you, you got to get louder. When your friends try to stop you, you got to get louder. Somebody tries to say, hey, 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 you got to get louder. The Bible said he cried out the more the great deal, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And that day he was healed of his blindness. Why? Because he said, amen, this is my chance to get my victory and I'm not going to let it pass me by. I know that the Bible tells us where that man was carried before. They tore the roof off. They let him down. That's a wonderful picture of God's love and compassion. The Bible actually says that when he saw their faith, it wasn't the faith of the man on the bed that Jesus rewarded. Did you know that? It was the faith of the ones that carried the four corners of that bed. We've got to carry people. Amen to the Lord. Amen. We've got to lead people to the Lord. The Bible said, how shall they hear unless somebody tell them? Hallelujah. How's the world going to hear? Amen. Unless, amen, oh God, help us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How shall they call in him whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? God, give us preachers. Amen. Give us preacher mamas. Give us preacher daddies. Give us preacher co-workers. Give us preacher neighbors. Give us preacher shoppers. Hallelujah. Give us preachers in the house of God. Give us preachers on the street. Give us preachers in the, amen, in the home, in the car wash, in the, amen, grocery store. Give us preachers, Lord, so we can somehow help somebody. The Bible said, bear you one another's burdens. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 10 that a lawyer, you think about that, a lawyer came to Jesus. You didn't know that, did you? A lawyer came to Jesus. And you don't have to read very far, and you know he was a true blue lawyer. And that lawyer pulled up in that nice car. Man pulled up in the parking spot beside him. Just scraped right down that big old fancy car. Had his arm hanging out. He got out and got to telling him, man, that's a Jaguar. You just scratched my car. Man said, man, I can't believe you lawyers so money hungry. He said, you didn't even realize that I cut your arm off. He said, my Rolex. But anyways, y'all still with me tonight? This lawyer came to Jesus. He said, talking about entering in, what's the greatest commandment? He said, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, what are you reading the law? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, thou hast spoken well. Go this and do it. Amen. And thou shalt live. Thou hast answered right, this do. And he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? Who do I got to do this to? Who do I have to love as myself? We live in such a selfish day and hour. I mean, you don't believe you live among selfish people, just wait till Black Friday and go out there and get in line. Get your nose bloodied. Selfish. Everybody's about their self. You know, one reason is because that is the spirit of the Antichrist. Man becomes God. You know, even in heathen nations, people, amen, for many years, many generations, they worshipped a higher deity. And it wasn't always the right deity, but they worshipped a higher deity. We're living in a day and hour, for sure our society, where everybody is their own God. Everybody has their own rights. Everybody has their own, you know, it's me, it's all about me. That is the spirit of the Antichrist that's going to take over this world, because man will worship another man, a living man, a man that is alive. And he, willing to justify himself, said, who's my neighbor? Jesus told the story about the Samaritan. The Samaritan was an outcast group in the day of the Jews. It was an inbred people. The Jewish people would have nothing to do with them. He said that there was this man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves. So they stripped him of his raiment, left him half dead. He laid there and said a Levite passed by, and he passed by on the other side. A priest came, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan came, and as he journeyed, he went to where he was. He had compassion on him. He cared for this man. He poured in oil and wine, bound up his wounds, took him to the inn, took care of him, told him, said, take care of him. He said, now I want to ask you a question, Mr. Lawyer. Who was a neighbor to that man? He said, the one that showed mercy. He said, go and do thou likewise. Amen. It's our job to bear one another's burdens. God didn't give us scriptures as a crutch, so we could claim this scripture, amen, and say, nobody ever helps me. The Bible says the man that hath friends must show himself friendly. The Bible says do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. We teach that unto our children. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Pick up a corner of that bed. Take it. Climb up the ladder. Tear the roof off and let that man down in the house. Amen. And see what God does for somebody else. We've got lost family. We've got lost friends. Amen. We've got those that are in need. God help us to bear one another's burdens. The Bible says, go and do thou likewise. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter number 20 is telling them, amen. And I want to read this scripture to you real quick right here. Acts chapter 20 verse 35, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. Support the weak. Man's philosophy is to beat up the weak. You don't believe it? Go out to the schoolyard tomorrow and watch those bullies. They're going to pick on that little short boy. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to start something. I'm just simply saying that is man's nature. That's the nature of man. You, the strong, band together and you beat down the weak a little further. But God's not that way. He was born in a manger. Hallelujah. Lowly shepherds came to it. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All the angels stood on the balcony of heaven and looked on that first Christmas morning. Ain't y'all excited about Christmas? I was in a store the other day and they was playing Christmas music. Anybody ready for Christmas? The kids? Thanksgiving first, that's right. All of the angels stood and looked, Sister Honey, over the balcony. Amen. Because the King of Kings was being born. Amen. An angel. Amen. The star came and stood over where he was. The angels shouted and sang and played their hearts. But it was lowly shepherds, poor shepherds that came. Amen. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Amen. Man tears down the weak. God builds up the weak. You take the person in the church that you think is most unlikely to succeed. Somebody wrote a song, said, voted most likely not to prosper. Was left hanging on my head. Amen. He was born in Bethlehem, the least of all the thousands. Amen. There he was, but he chooses the weak. Amen. He reaches down into the bottom of the barrel and takes the most rotten apple he can find. The most disqualified one. He says, that's what I want you to do. You support the weak. Bear you one another's burdens. I'm preaching tonight on bearing one another's burdens. Also, man's, I'm going to get off on something. I might get in trouble here. But man's human philosophy is only care for your own and don't care for no one else's own. But that's not what God does. Hallelujah. He came to his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Bible says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah! He said, remember the words of the Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to receive something from God? Isn't it wonderful to receive a gift, children? Isn't it wonderful, amen, to receive something? Somebody bless you and somebody help you. You know it's more blessed to give, hallelujah, than it is to receive.
Man, I'm telling y'all, I feel like I'm boring y'all tonight. Bear you one another's burdens. God help us. Amen. Hallelujah. To really get under the load and carry something for somebody. Really get under the load and encourage somebody. Really get under the load and see God move in somebody's life, in somebody's family, in somebody's heart.
Really pray. Join together and pray. Get a burden with it, with one another. Amen. The Bible tells us, I'm going to read you a couple more scriptures, and I really am almost done right here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 22, the Bible tells us, unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I weak, that I might gain the weak. Hallelujah. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Hallelujah. What a word from the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. He said, though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. You know, there's going to be gifts given out in heaven. God's going to reward. Amen. That day, He's going to give His reward. And I'm telling you, amen, it depends on how we have carried the load with one another. God help us tonight. Stand together with me.